This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Wheat is drying down now to its golden hues. Straw, largely considered a byproduct, actually has a lot of uses. Wheat straw is around 40% cellulose, 40% hemicellulose, and 15% lignin. This lignin is what keeps the straw together and makes it harder to break down. Livestock can eat straw, but it is not great forage in its unmodified form. Wheat straw needs to be ammoniated by pumping anhydrous ammonia into sealed bales and leaving it for a few weeks. Ammoniation is not a difficult process, but it does take some time, material, and a way to regulate the anhydrous. In some drier and northern climates, wheat straw is sometimes used as a heating source. Straw bales can also be used as wall insulation. A straw bale has an R value of over 35. Using straw bales in this way is somewhat common in the adobe houses and the drier climates of the Southwest. In industry, and has the potential to be used as a bioplastic or a paper substitute. This rather makes sense because straw is hard to break down and has a strong structure due to its high lignin content. Its main use for now will be right where it is, in the field, providing food for soil microbes and protecting the soil from erosion between crops. If you have any questions about using straw, at least for an agricultural use, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.